Give the Quran daf mesech this ksubas daf sanachay begin on the base again tesmat the begin the gemara or rabashir matashmish. He says, what does it mean that he has to eat with her Friday nights? It means marital intimacy. Now, Tais explains this, that we say that if he's providing to a third party, he has to have intimacy with her every Friday night. It means afilu gamal basalfan. I mean, a regular person, of course we know it's once a week. But even a camel driver, and even a sailor, even though for them it's much longer periods, but since he's providing her to a third party, so we're more strict, and he has to have with her every Friday night, at least when he's around. But he has to feed him. They don't have to feed your kids, but the very young ones, the infants, you have to feed. And actually, so says Bekafinla, we even force him. And about to come and preparing now, this is the one I said previously, we just turned over the box and we try to intimidate him, but we can't force. And you say, those are kids older than six, but under than six, you can even force him. Hanan Chavapi, so I'll turn to you, Perkavapi with Taisis, and that way we begin the next parak, Perk Metzias Ha'isha. Now, Taisis, Bekuntri Gars in Rashi, his text is Hamadr Acher Afapi. Yeah, Perk Hamadr after Perk Afapi. Why? Because Agab the Tunam Alpha P, since we learned in Perak Alpha P, on the Samak Daman base. Hamashtr Ishtoi, Agde Shlish, that if he's providing for his wife through a third party, so Katani, Hamadr, Ishtoi, Shlish, Miam. So we talk about when he takes a nether, prohibiting her for 30 days, that Yaman Parnas, Shuru King Shlish, that he should provide a Parnas, which that's like the idea of a third party. Ma'achr Shon Hamadr, after then you have Perak Hamadr, then Chazal in Yerishan, then you go back to the first topic, which is the income that of the wife, the Maisi Ide Ishtoi. I'm Pesh Rach, but in the commentary of the Rebbe Nachlam, Yisham, Yitasef, the Rebbe Svarm, Garcin, the most text, the Gears is Metzias Isha, Perk Metzias Isha, Ach Afapi, like we have after Perk Afapi. Why? Because I decided, since we finished in Ha'isa Menika, that if she was a nursing woman, Pesh Lema Maisida, we diminished the amount of handiwork that she has to give for her husband. So we say, Metzias Isha, Umaisida Labala, which is the same idea, Maisida. I did the Tanam Asaf Masnit, and since we learned the end of the Mishnah, Metzias Isha, Hamashlish Mois Labitai, that if someone makes a third party of money for his daughter, so Tana Basre Hamadr, then comes Perak Hamadr, because Iktani, it teaches over there that Yamad Parnas should provide a Parnas, Navakan Shalish, that's like also a third party. The next says Master Ben Zigmabir Shasa and her inheritance, who Oichel Peter said, Bachayah, he eats the payers in her lifetime. Now, Nilo Ben Tam, Peter Rishon Shabakun Shaka, Rabin Tam prefers the first interpretation of Rashi as primary. It appears that he explains that these two things is really one thing. Yudushasa, her inheritance, that is, Shanafal and Nuchasim Makam Acha, that she has. Assets that falter from another place. He eats our payers in our lifetime. Like other next time, look. It's like the other interpretation of Rashi says, Yudushasa, that is, Shehu Yesh Lachamisa. That's one, its own idea, that he inherits her after she dies. So why did the Gemara have to say, when we're asking what's our Mishnah teaching new? And the Gemara had to say, we didn't learn anywhere else. Who gets it? Her or her husband? The Gemara should have said the Kamash Mom were teaching us that inherits her after that she dies. Because must need the yes love a baal. Because when the Mishnah the Gemara asked him that the husband is more than the father, from that Mishnah we don't know. Because Avigab Davi Yerusha, although the father does inherit his daughter, and Bekatoni yes love baal, I'm saying the husband is more than the father, which is that he has whatever the father has. Behind the Kshin Labanim, the only father only inherits his daughter when she doesn't have any kids. When she does, Avayesh Labanim Lichamin was, and that we don't know from there. And that you need to say that no, the husband inherits even when there are kids. Now, Miu, Ikalim, but what you could say to answer is the Leimotz Lemem, though you couldn't have said the Yersha, it's Chalei, that this halach of Yersha, even according to Perish Achan and Rashi, was what we needed our Mishnah for, because Doshamit Nulab Mastin, that case, we actually know it from elsewhere, from the Mishnah, Leilan Daf Pegim and Alf, and Ben Pekish Nechel, and Babas Daf Kof Chasim and Alf, and there was not necessarily difficulty on that other interpretation of Rashi. Like this, Master begins Gemara, Hoch Gesinan, that Beshasa Pog Mashallah. The words of the Mishnah are that her Baishas and her Begam go to her. Not Rabbein Tam Egibis, if Rabbein Tam edited in his text, Shaloi. Actually, her Baishas and Begam go to him. Well, if he's according to this, how the Baishas and Begam are listening to my ass in Bambakab and Lafam and Bezam and Alpha Mazik, Ishta Batash Mashmitam, what's Aloha? If someone harms his wife in marital intimacy, what's Aloha? Obviously, Mitzarka Bay. Obviously, we're asking regarding the pain that she went through, what, if she gets that. Because of Baishas and Begam, you can't ask regarding her embarrassment regarding the Begam, because Pshit the Pata obviously is going to be examined, because I feel a couple of Bachrin, actually, even the others injure her that goes to him. However, says Taisus, this Girsa Rabin Tam does not seem proper. Because that's the case of the Mishnah El. The Mishnah should have said, that the father doesn't merit in his daughter Habashim Bekam. Because when we're saying the differences between the father and the husband, we should have said, and the father does not get Habashim Bekam of an injury. In contrast, that the husband does get it. El Dafka Bo'inz Mafata, only by the Habashim Bekam of Bo'inz Mafata. Does the father get a kedamrin about chayvul or within the bezam and beis? The lizivs and turla av and the shvach and the mulvad only gets the shvach, the urim of his daughter. Well, but it's not on the Gimel and Aleph. Nami Park, the Gemara also asks that Chavala's the Daninu, that her injuries go to heart. So obviously, the father does not get a Bereshit Begam, only through Ein Zmefata. So you should have said, yes, Lava Baal, Shur Zaka, Bereshit Begam, then he gets a Bereshit Begam. And obviously the Gira says that no, it does not go to the husband. It's not what he gets more than the father. It actually goes to her. And actually, Rebbein Tam Atzmei Chatzbayi, Rebbein Tam himself rejected this. So that's the Gira's Yerushalmi. Because in the coming from the night, the Gemara says that what did our Mishnah teach us that we didn't know from elsewhere? It's a Bereshit Begam that which is plugged to Rebbein Tam Sev Rabbanon. Those are the words of the Gemara that it's a dispute between Rebbein Tam Sev and Rabbanon. Shouldn't have said those extra words. I should have just said that we need to tell you the halacha of Bereshit Begam. The agav the bailey mister Bereshit Begam Ashur Shalai that it's his. Taninami. So he said also Mitzias and Isidah Shen Shalai that it's also his. But Igas in Shalai, but if you have the gears like the way you have our gears, Asi Shabbat, that makes sense. The Mishum Rabban Itzchel Mitzni Klam Mitzias and Isidah, because for the Rabban you didn't have to say Har Mitzias and Isidah. The Ma'in is Elzeh. What does one have to do with the other? Why is it because of that? We said that. So the high have a Shalai, but high have a Shalai. What I mean, Bereshit Begam is his, and is hers, the way Rebbein Tam wants to say. And Mitzi Maisidem is his. V'lo Yitzchol Misni, and you only have to say, Yom Rebbein Misseira. That's why we're saying it. That's why we said the extra words, Pluk the Rebbein Misseira Rabbanon, Kitalibu, Talibeshek, Baal. Regarding him is where we have this application. The Bereshit Begam has something to do with the husband, and because according to Anakam, it actually goes to her, not to him. The next is Mat begins the Gemara Shalah that her Bereshit Begam is hard according to Rabban. So it says someone cuts off the hands of the Eved Ibri of his friend. You must not call Eved, everything goes to the Eved Bilaka Ben Karka, and you buy land with it, boys the pears, and the master eats the pears. Asishap, it makes sense that the Hachanami, Hakol Isha, here also the same thing. Everything of the injury goes to the woman. Bilaka Ben Karka, boys the pears, and you buy land, and he eats the pears. But Mandam, according to one that says, you must not Shevet Gedela, which is the term for the damages. Is la'evit b'shevis ketana, and the small loss of work is la'rab, which is the temporary loss. We're circle chalak being evolution. Now, obviously, you have to differentiate between the evit and the woman. Where by woman we're saying that she gets everything. By the evit we differentiate different than the woman. Next test matam begin zigmar b'smach b'seisa. Going to be reviewed. It depends if it's out in the open or if it's concealed. Now, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about Bereshit and Begam. So he says to explain, what are these two cases of Beseisa that he gets less, and Begala he gets more. Begam Shem Beseisa, a hidden Begam is B'makam Shem and the Mechayim Liris. It's somewhere in the body where people don't see it. So he's not so embarrassed. Shem Begala, out in the open, Shem Patz, but for now, let's say she has a huge injury in her face. B'makam Shem Lako, where it's seen for everyone. The Nifkamu Atzma Yima, he also gets a deficient from that. And Bereshit's embarrassment is Shem Beseisa that's hidden is Shabbai Shem B'nei L'Bena, where the embarrassment was only between him and her. Shabagoli, out in the open, Shabbash from Nikolad, we're embarrassed in front of everyone. Again, that's more embarrassment for the husband, therefore he gets two portions more when it's Bagoli than when it's Basis.